So how has spring been going for you personally?
Personally for me, it's been going great. I've been loving it. You know, it's my first spring. Coach Odell, you know, he's on me, but I love it because he's trying to make me better. So it's going really good.
Did you come? I assume you came into the spring viewing this as an opportunity to get in the rotation and to maybe even get a starting spot if you play well.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like you're doing what you need to do?
Yes, sir. I feel like I'm putting out, you know, but I can, you know, always get better. Mm-hmm. After this, actually, I'm going to go watch some film from today's practice.
Okay.
Have you gotten more opportunities in the last week as Niall has had to miss some time?
Yeah, so that's giving me, you know, the chance to step up, you know, but when he does get better and if he does, you know, that's like telling me, you know, if this happens again, I got to be ready and prepared for it, so, you know.
What do you feel like you can do that maybe some of the other guys in the defensive line can't do quite as well? What kind of sets you apart?
I mean, we all got, you know, our attributes. We all got our differences. You know, I think I'm probably, like, the strongest, you know, but it's some things I got to get better on, like being more quick.
So if you're the strongest, what's your best lift in your workout?
I can discuss that.
What have you learned from Niall?
Now I learned, you know, to stay low and take the right steps, right air flight steps, because he's really good at that.
What kind of feedback does Coach Odell give you?
He's giving me some positive things, but, you know, he's just telling me keep working hard, you know.
Does having a guy like that who has a long track record of putting defensive tackles into the NFL, I mean, is what he says maybe carry, you know, pretty heavy amount of weight? Is it maybe like easier to kind of listen to him and know that he's got what's best for you in mind, knowing that he has had such success with defensive tackles?
Yeah, it has a lot. You know, that's why I came here, because I've checked the track records, I checked the coach facts. Right. You know, so that's why I came here.
How much did it help watching Timmy for a year, getting to see how he worked and how he prepared for a year?
It was amazing. It was like watching a gorilla in practice, man. But that guy, that dude's amazing. You know, that's why I watch a lot of film on him, you know, because that's how I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Did he give you any advice at all? Did you ask him for advice? Or was it more just like watching him?
I just watched him, and he told me, you know, he told me keep working hard. I'm going to be nice.
Can you emulate that style? I mean, because he's a guy that was just so naturally strong. Like you said, he's a gorilla. Is that something you can emulate, or do you kind of have to do things your own way?
What's your name?
I mean, like Timmy's style of play. I mean, like you said, he's just so strong. And I mean, everyone always said he's just country strong. He just came by.
I know. I mean, his best the same, but you got to take weightlifting strong and put it to the field too.
Okay.
You feel me?
Is there anything specifically that he did that you know want to kind of progress at and you know do better?
Probably be like more explosive, I guess. Nah, like he was really good at like staying low and attacking blockers.
What was it like redshirting this past year? Was that difficult, or do you think you kind of were able to take away a little bit from taking that year off to sit and observe and watch how some of the veterans did things?
I really practiced hard like everybody else. I just didn't play on Saturday. You feel me? I was, like, still working hard. I was still lifting 3 times a week. You feel me? After practice, I'll go lift, and I had to lift that morning because I chose to.
Is that how you kind of – I imagine it's difficult. You're playing all 4 years in high school, and then all of a sudden you have to kind of watch. Is that difficult?
Yeah, it was tough, you know. It was tough the first game, I'm thinking, because, you know, they called twos, and they said threes, I'm like, hey, you know, it was hard at first, but, you know, I just had to let it sink in, like, maybe, like, I was thinking, like, they did this for a reason, you know, so I'm going to just get better, I'm going to just learn.
So you would lift then on Saturdays before games sometimes, is that what you said?
In the morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about that same token, you know, after redshirting, this spring, after that season, when you know, you won't be redshirting this year and there are starting jobs to be had. Does it almost feel like a weight has been lifted and, you know, my time is here or could be here?
Son, do I think? Repeat your question, I make it.
Like, does it feel better knowing that, like, you have an opportunity now? When you're redshirting, you know you're not going to play no matter what you do. Now you know you can play your way into a spot.
Yes, sir, because now I have, like, a chance of playing. Yes, sir.
How much, you know, with so many guys, you know, Jacoby and Timmy and Demonte, some of those guys that were contributors on that line and had roles, you know, and established roles on the defensive line, how is that kind of working out with all you guys? I mean, how are you guys figuring out where everybody fits in and, you know, what's that process look like when so many different people have different roles, you're going to be doing different things, everyone's doing something a little bit different?
Yeah, isn't what you mean, like D-line wise?
Yeah.
Because it's not like high school. It's not just like get off the ball and rush the line.
Yeah.
It's not like that. You have, like, I have a specific job. I didn't, like, coming from high school, I was just like, beating the dude in front of me. That's how I was playing, just like playing just wild. I wasn't playing like, you know, like fast, under control, and knowing what I'm doing. I was just playing. But it was different, you know, coming into college and having, like, you have a role key. You can't just do that and do that.
Going up against these offensive linemen in practice, how do they help you become better at what you're doing?
They help me a lot because, you know, they help me get better on my hands, especially on pass, you know. Because in high school, I used to just, like, bull rush the dude one hand, get him out the way, make the play. But now I got to, like, you feel me, come back. It's like, say if I club him, that don't club him, where I got to come back with a counter move. I always got to do something.
One more question.
Who's the toughest guy to go up against? Offensive line wise.
No, I'm just playing. I'll probably say Josue Matias.
Well, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he is. Because once he lock on you, it's over with.
All right.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man. Good to meet you.
All right, nice to meet you guys too, man.